his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today. Oh God of revival, let
hope arise. Death is overcome. And good morning, and we welcome you again to Wednesday Live right here at WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And want to encourage you to keep that dial set on 89.9. We have a full studio, and we also have our phone lines connected here at this point. I want to welcome Chris Fogle, who is the Executive Director of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And, of course, this program in part is brought to you by the Christian Alliance. Welcome, Chris, and we also have a guest with you.
Yes, we have Dr. Robinson, who is the principal of the Foundations Academy. And we're just excited, first of all, to be able to sponsor a time on WCNO. You do such a tremendous job of spreading the word of God throughout our community. So it's with great pleasure that we're able to be a sponsor. And the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a body of pastors from Martin and St. Lucie County who work with business and civic leaders to bring the body of Christ together in our community.
Excellent. Excellent. And we do have an event coming up with the Alliance. Chris, you want to mention that?
Yeah, you know, as a result of some things that have happened in the last year or two, we realized that oftentimes pastors have spent so much time taking care of their flock that oftentimes they neglect taking care of themselves in their home relative to life planning issues. And so what we've done is we're having a seminar, a free seminar for all pastors on August 19th. At the Haseley Center, Haseley Community Center in Fort Pierce, starting at 8:30, and we're going to cover things such as your will, your passwords, the things that you need to communicate to your spouse, so in the event when God calls one home, the other one has time to mourn, but at the same time is equipped to know what they have, where things are, and aren't struggling with those issues. So this is going to be a free seminar for all pastors in the Treasure Coast, and they just have to contact us and let us know. But it's going to be Friday, August 19th at 8:30. They can contact me on my cell phone at 772-834-5316 and our website, tcalliance.com, for further information.
And, of course, you also can call WCNO, and that number is 888-221-8990, and we'll be happy to help you out as well. Chris, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And we have Dr. Dennis Robinson, who I understand spent some time in the air in the Air Force, and thank you for your service, Dr. Robinson, and we welcome you. Chris, how did the two of you get acquainted, or how did you connect?
Well, as you know, Pastor Mark Carrera has worked with us on a number of things that we've done as part of the Alliance.
Great pastor.
And Mark asked me if I would be gracious enough to serve on his school board. And I said, yes, I would. I said, I committed to him for a year of service. And so as the board was in formation, we then were able to hire the services of Dr. Dennis Robinson. His credentials are outstanding. And to have someone of his caliber to lead this here is a real honor for all of us. And it's an honor to set up a Christian school. I mean, with what is going on in this country that today, the Christian school is such an alternative, a necessary alternative, more than ever before. And with his background, I believe that this will be a great opportunity for parents to have a school for their children where they know that their children will be led by the Word of God.
Dr. Robinson, we welcome you to WCNO Wednesday Live.
Thank you. And thank you for mentioning my military service. I did have the privilege of flying in the backseat of the F-4 for 12 years with Top Gun Maverick being the biggest movie of the summer. My daughter tells me, I just can't believe my dad was so cool and did that.
Isn't that something? What's wrong with our kids anyway? They ought to know we're really cool. Well, that's fantastic. And you are now in Florida, and you are in the process of opening up a new Christian school. Tell us about that.
Yes, I am. We are opening a preschool this year, ages 1 to 5, with expanding to elementary school next year. The process of opening a school is rather daunting and takes some months to do it. So we weren't able to get the elementary school open in time to get the enrollment for this year. So we'll be pushing for that next year. I do want to jump off of something Chris said, because a lot of parents and listeners might be wondering why Christian school anyway. Chris, you and I are of an age that when we started school, for me that was 1961, we started with prayer. We always prayed for our national leaders. We then had the pledges, we had a Bible reading, and then went on with our educational activities for the day. All of the curriculum supported the nation and national objectives, was very respectful of our leaders. Unfortunately, that has changed. As we all know, prayer is no longer allowed in schools. There is no mention of the Bible except in a negative or fantasy type mention, unless in some high schools it's taught as literature. And children are immersed in every liberal topic. And that, there is your answer to why Christian schools. We base what we do on the Word of God. We teach the Ten Commandments. We teach children Christian values. We teach them that the home is to be led by a married couple, man and a woman, and that they have the responsibility to raise their child, as Solomon said, in the way they should go. And when they're old, they will not depart from it. And that's what we're all about. And that's the reason to send your child to a Christian school.
All right, so we have, for our listeners, let's give the location, and let's let our listeners know how they can get more information about the school, as it's almost time for school.
Yeah, 2250 Southeast Walton Road on the campus of High Point Church is where we are. The best way for information is go to foundationspsl.org. That's our website. You have an application form on there. Ask any questions that you like, and we'll be happy to talk to you. If they want to call, 772-301-1436 is our phone number.
Once again, High Point Church is located in Port St. Lucie, Florida, St. Lucie County. And so if you are anywhere in northern Martin County or Martin County, St. Lucie County, this would be accessible to you. Now, what about cost, transportation, and all that kind of stuff? Of course, we're talking about a startup, so this is ages 1 through 5. What are the plans? What's it cost?
The costs are all on our website. Parents can go there for all that information. Just real quickly, for a one-year-old, it's $235 a week. For a two-year-old, $205 a week. For a three-year-old, $185 a week. For a four-year-old, it is $125 a week if they have a VPK certificate issued by the state of Florida. If not, it's also $185 a week. That's a lot to remember, but it's all on our website.
Okay, very, very good. And so anyone who is looking for information, maybe you have a child ages 1 through 5, and you're looking for a Christian educational system. I grew up in a Christian school. I am a firm believer in it. My father really sacrificed, my mom and dad really sacrificed to moved to this East Coast in 1960 because there was a new Christian school starting up, and I went in first grade. That was before all the pre-K stuff. But what a difference it makes in our life. We did the same thing with our son. We believe that it's very important that the foundations are laid. And speaking of foundations, how are you going to integrate Faith's foundations into your program? What makes it different from what's going to happen in the community?
Well, let me tell you, we integrate it at every turn. Every employee that I hire must be a born-again Christian, strong in their faith, and faithfully attending and financially supporting the local church. So that's where we start with our faculty. Our faculty are committed to God and committed to Christian values and transmitting those to children. As far as our curriculum, we only buy curriculum from Christian sources. So it has faith integrated into it. We have pray with the children every day. We pray with them over everything. You know, I headed a Christian school in Deltona, Florida for 18 years. And it was not uncommon for our students to evangelize their family. Happened all the time. With what we were putting into them every day, they would go home and share it with their family. Next thing you know, the family's showing up at church and accepting the Lord. And it's a great evangelical outreach that way, not only for the children, but for the families as well. So we will have faith integrated in all of our subjects, as well as teaching the Bible as a subject and having worship with the children every week.
Well, so, it does make a tremendous difference, the foundation you have. And today, as a part of this ministry at WCNO and also as a pastor for many years, I am full of the Word of God, and that came from a good foundation. And being in an environment where you have an opportunity to learn the Word, memorize the Word, to live it makes a huge difference. So, parents, you're listening today. Grandparents, you're listening today. Pastors, perhaps, you're listening today. Right here in Port St. Lucie, a new Christian school is opening. And they welcome your inquiry. Go online, and I'm going to have Dr. Robinson again give us that contact information. And, of course, you're going to want to get it together pretty quick because it's time for school almost. Dr. Robinson, one more time, how can our listeners today find out about the program, find out about the cost, and get connected?
Foundationspsl.org. Go to our website. It explains everything. You can call us at 772-301-1616. Happy to answer any questions. And oh, by the way, we are having an open house this Saturday.
Good.
2250 Southeast Walton Road from 10 to 2. Come by the open house and check us out. Meet the teachers. Find out about our program. We'd love to see you.
Excellent. Dr. Robinson, we have about a minute. Would you lift up a prayer over our educational season that's coming up here, the school year, and let's just commit our kids and our parents and our families to God, and as we lift up this new school, I believe this is so important.
Absolutely. Father God, we love you. We want to worship you today and honor you for who you are. We just pray, Lord, Amen. That today, as the schools open in St. Lucie County, that every Christian man or woman who is teaching this schools would be imbued with your anointing, that you would give them strength and power to shine for you in everything they do. And every Christian school, including ours, that is opening now or perhaps opening later, God, that you would anoint all of those teachers, all those administrators, give them a heart for you, an heart to serve you, and
Jesus,
to represent you to all the students that are coming into their doors. God, we are all together as part of the kingdom of God. We just pray that your agenda would be advanced and not ours. just anoint every teacher, every administrator, every school board member to do your will. We come against the power of Satan that would lie to our children. Yeah. And proclaim the truth would go forth. And all this we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
And if you're just tuning in, again, we have just been speaking with both Chris Fogel, who is the executive director of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and also with Dr. Robinson, who is a lead administrator at a new Christian school called Foundations Academy, and that is at High Point Church, Port St. Lucie. And so thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us today. God bless you. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. All right, and we are looking at, as we move ahead today, with many other topics. David, you have a guest. We're trying to get a hold of him right now.
Yeah. What's happening? Okay.
Why don't we continue to try to reach him?
We'll continue to try to reach him. Why don't we go to...
The current mail we have?
Current mail.
Let's do that. We do have some mail. Karen, what do you have?
I have.
You've been quiet this morning so far.
Well, just taking it all in.
Oh, okay.
I have a note here from J.W. We don't know where J.W. is from, but I'm assuming it's a gentleman. This looks like a gentleman's writing. Isn't that terrible?
Okay.
That is awful to say that.
Don't be offended, J.W. It sounds like, Karen saying you're sloppy, but...
Anyway, it says...
Anyway,
no, it's not sloppy writing.
Oh, what are you saying?
It looks like a gentleman's writing.
Oh, okay.
But one should never assume anything.
Barry, don't say anything. But she's saying a lot. She's saying a lot here. Let me get your mics on. So, yeah, there's Barry down there.
Yeah, so we have a
she's
little.
She's saying a lot.
She's saying a lot.
We have a little note here from JW, like I said. Hello, WCNO staff. Enclosed, please find my pledge for prayer and praise. Thanks for the work of the ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for supporting.
All of you who are listening. Yeah, this is how we are able to be here, is by your prayerful support and also your financial support. And it'll be October when we have our next prayer and share. And so if you have not got your pledge in yet, it's not too late to do that. And that'd be a blessing to finish strong as we finish up this season. A couple times a year we come to you to raise the operational budget for this ministry. And as I said, that will be coming up. Some of you have not sent yours in yet. So get that in the mail. That'll be a blessing. David?
Yeah. Well, we had a pledge payment that came in from Gina.
Okay. Thank you, Gina.
Where she is. But she said, so sorry it's taken so long.
Ah.
And, you know, we just want to remind everybody who's listening that when you make a pledge, we know that you don't have the resources right then. You will have them down the road. And whenever you can, you know, we're not sitting here twiddling our thumbs and being anxious about, you know, we know that you'll do it when you can. So, Gina, there's no reason to apologize. We're all good with that. And thank you for your gift. We really appreciate it. And we also, real quick, Martin County has a Library Board of Trustees, three vacancies. And if you're interested in sitting on that board, you can email dgordon@martin.fl.us. And
yes, stand by. We're going to bring you right on air.
That'd be great.
And I think, is Tom with us?
I think he is. Hey, Tom, welcome. We were just getting ready to talk about you a bit since we couldn't reach you. we're just going to say welcome. David Francoeur is here along with our team. I'm Jonathan, and we're so glad to have you joining us today on Wednesday Live. And I know that being the leader you are, you're all fired up and ready to go. David.
Oh, amen. Listen, Tom, welcome. It's good to have you with us, brother.
Good to join you. Good morning.
I wanted to say, people say, well, why do you have interviews, you know, certain people on the air? And I'm going to tell you why. I met Tom at the 10th Annual International Christian Film and Music Festival. Tom is I'm going to say ministry, but it's really your business, is the top leaders coach. Tom and his associates do leadership training.
Okay.
But Tom, being a Christian man, that the leadership training is Bible-based, it's spiritual, and the biblical principles that make leaders. Sorry, that was a small meteor strike. I'm sorry, Tom. We were getting debris from that Chinese rocket here. Anyway, and so I was very impressed in meeting Tom and hearing here's a Christian man that has a ministry of teaching leaders both in the secular realm but also in the church. And Tom, I'm going to launch into some questions, but first I want to read a portion from your website. And at the close of our interview, we'll ask you to give us contact information, how the people can reach you. But the website is thomasguzzardo.com. That's Thomas, G-U-Z-Z-A-R-D-O.com. And
we have a new website. Can I give you the change?
Definitely. Go ahead.
Right. This time, our website, the new website, and it is new this week, is http://topleaderscoach.com/. That's the new website with fresh information, and we're excited to share it with them.
But Tasso, it's topleaders.com after the backslashes?
Top Leaders Coach.
Oh, Coach. Okay. Okay. And .com. But I wanted to read what I found, I guess on your other website, it's probably repeated on this one, is under the title of Spirit-Led Leaders. And as a top leaders coach understands, there's a direct correlation between your faith and its impact on your business. Our coaches directly address and help you implement your calling to serve through your business. We believe spirit leadership is the exact line allowing businesses to thrive and others that skip this crucially important focus to shutter their doors. And this, I tell you what, this inspired me, Tom, and when you shared back at the festival about who you are and what you do, it rang a chord within my heart, because as an ordained leader for 37 years, what I found, not that I'm the greatest leader that ever lived, but that many of my peers were failing miserably when it came to the biblical imperatives for leadership. And so because that is the foundation of what you do, I just wanted to open the door for you to witness to us. I would love to hear your God story, though, before you tell us about Top Leaders Coach.
Great, absolutely. When we connected, Jonathan, I said, I like this guy. He's crazy full of energy. He and his wife are just, they radiate a sense of love and peace and energy. And it was like, I looked and went, he looks like he's over 50, but he feels like he's 14.
That's our David. That's our David. Our listeners are going to find that out this morning, I think.
Well, and true, the lighting wasn't that good over there anyway. But thank you, Tom.
No, I followed you with a lot. It was good.
But the way in which you live a leadership lifestyle of loving and service was very evident in the way that you talked to, look at your wife. She looked at you and went, oh my gosh, this 14-year-olds are in love. Man, this is awesome. Whoa.
Well, I appreciate that. But I want to hear your God story. How did you meet Jesus, and what's he done in your life since then?
Absolutely. So picture, I grew up with a dad which is was a top performer. Throughout my whole life, he was a high performer in the financial service industry, a top athlete, a little Italian guy, 5'5", from Philadelphia, and you did not mess with him. Because if you really messed with him, he was trained as a boxer, and if you really pissed him off, he'd send you to the hospital. You know, this is before the sensitive dad.
Oh, my goodness.
So I always wanted my dad, I wanted his attention and love, but I always felt, because there were constant words of criticism, like I never felt worthy. I didn't feel worthy of love or success. And I used to say, David, like, you know, everything's kind of a 1 to 10 picture, a standard deviation. But I felt like I was a 6. Hmm. I wasn't average, but I wasn't good, and I always felt like I was never good enough. So everything for me was performance, and at 23, I got fired, not rehired from the work that I was doing at the University of Nebraska as a residence hall director and counselor with college students, and my life was in a shambles. Hmm. And I spent the whole summer praying and looking, and who is Jesus? And my mom loved the Lord, but I said, Mom, I'm a psychologist. The Jesus thing, I'm glad that works for you. That's a crutch, Mom. You know, I don't know if God exists, but you pray everything to Jesus. You got really weird on me, Mom. Like, you love Jesus, you're cooking Italian food, and you're going, oh, my God, this is so good. Jesus, should I put more oregano? I'm like, God, Jesus.
I've often done that myself in the kitchen, Tom. Yeah.
Yeah, like Mom, you know how to cook. You cook 1,000 times. I said, I just love him. We do everything together. I'm like, Mom, I'm happy for you. I think you've lost it a little bit. But, you know, I'm willing to explore the Bible thing, the Jesus thing. And I was able to, God, get through my thick skull. Because, okay, I was basically smart-ass, control freak, and everything was about me. Now, I don't know if it was narcissistic, but I was pretty close. I was pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Began to just see and feel that God did love me, and that I was a sinner, and that he died for me, and I had to transfer my trust. Like, it's not my achievement. David, my whole life was about achievement, but it was never enough. And then I experienced, like, just surrender.
Yeah.
He died that you could have life, and I'm like, that's really weird. That's backwards. And
yet?
I could just feel his love, and I could feel him just saying, give up.
Yeah. Let go.
Give up. Let me love you. I'm like, oh, I don't know about that, but I give up. I gave my life to him at 23.
Praise
and
the
Lord. It just got better. What happened was, there and now, I'm 71, and it's been a number of years. God changed me because I could feel his acceptance, and that he forgave me, and he chose me. So, like, I'm a son of God, and it's not just something I say, it's in my heart. Like, I am really good because he's good, and I'm full of his love and wisdom. And when I coach people, it comes through, and I'm just authentic and real, and I grow them. And I said, do you know who you are? Do you know your identity as a son of God, daughter of God? And lots of people go, yeah. And I say, what's it mean? They go, well, I don't know.
Yeah, and that's
the foundation for leadership is, I know me, and I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I'm loved and accepted. And I got to a whole new level in my ability to love me, love and serve other people. And it was freedom. It's like, oh, my gosh. So what happened for me from that was a couple of years later, looking at, okay, what did I really want to do with my life? And I said, you know, I want to be like my uncle, Bob. And his name was Robert Love. He was my mentor. But I saw him as a Christian man and as a coach and a leader. Hmm. He would have one conversation, David, with people. He would listen, and he would just pray. And I could just see him kind of, he would pray and go, God, give me the wisdom and grace. Let your love come through me. Let me transform this man, this woman. You show me how you see them, and how can I help them grow? And he would kind of like whisper. He'd kind of whisper, like, here he goes.
Yeah, right.
It was crazy.
Wow.
It was crazy. It's like he would just get peaceful. You could see him look to heaven, surrender, and then God would come through him, and in a 5-minute conversation, he would be able to pinpoint what was missing for that person in their life, in their being a leader, in their ability to give and receive love. And like, I could just see them transform and grow as a leader, as a person that loved them, as a person who was willing to take on their leadership assignment in their family, in their work, in their community. And they would just cry. They would just cry and say, Bob, your love, your wisdom, like my heart is open up, and I'm like, that's what I want to do. I want to be like him. I want to be that kind of person that coaches and loves people and shows them how to take on their leadership assignment and be their best. And I went, yes, I want to be like him.
Yes. Listen, I don't want to move you off of that, you know, but our time is running out. And
absolutely.
I wanted to ask you, because my big thing has been, you know, leadership in the church and looking around, and I don't see a lot of that happening today, but what really drives you, Tom, because you're teaching men and women who are leaders in the church and in the secular world, what do you see that's lacking? And what has God given you to bring into those circumstances to fill that void?
Well,
in 25 words or less.
Billy Graham said it really well. The next revival in our country will come in the marketplace.
Yeah.
So what I see, leadership, spirit-led leaders look at how do they create results, balanced with loving the people and building teams, and it's founded in, hey God, this is your business, I give it up, you guide me, you work through me.
Amen.
And they have a sense of character, because being a leader is about who you're being. So they're coming from a place of love and service, and they serve their clients and they serve their people, and they create extraordinary results, whether it's in the church or small businesses. It just hugely makes a difference.
Amen. It has to do a lot with stewardship of gifts, I would think, and identifying the gifts you have. Some people who say they're leaders are not gifted as leaders, and others that have leadership gifts are not being nurtured. So, and it sounds like this is an area where you're really getting involved with individuals as well as the groups, and helping people identify their leadership gifts and how to focus them.
What I look at is, where are you? What's the next level for your business? I was working with a guy, Paul Daugherty, financial advisor up in Bethesda, Maryland, and we look at for the next step. Okay, for the next 90 days, what's your goal? What's your action plan? What are the numbers we need to track and build your team? And then he's hugely generous around the bonuses that he puts out there if we achieve these goals. But it's about, he loves them, he serves them, he sees the best, he calls them out, and his foundation is every day he's talking to Jesus and saying, God, guide me. How can I be a better leader? How can I serve well? How can I do better? And the numbers that he's hit over the last 2 years are phenomenal. So when you're loving well and serving well and putting God at the center of your business, you create extraordinary results. But there's love and connection and team, and you become unstoppable.
Wow. And that both the church and the world, Christians that are in both realms need to know more about that. Time's almost up, Tom, and I want to make sure, because what you're doing is, as a Christian man, providing leadership coaching in that particular, with the biblical foundations, which is critically needed now. People want to get a hold of you. So tell us how they can reach you.
Well, the easiest thing would be like an email.
Okay.
Like tom@topleaderscoach.com. So it's really simple. tom@topleaderscoach.com. They could, and what a lot of people do out of an interview like this is say, hey, can we chat? I'd like to tell you about my business or my ministry. How can I help? The other is our website, http://topleaderscoach.com/, our new website, which describes our program. Let me give you my cell. Like, text me and we can talk. It's 678-898-5885. But
great.
I want to be of service to you and help you get clear on how can you be doing the leadership assignment that God has for you and your family.
Amen.
And your work and your community. His love transforms you, and then you love and serve people at the next level, and the results you create are extraordinary.
Wow. Tom, our time is up, but I want to thank you for being available today, and you and I will be in touch. And I think as God moves in your area of ministry, and as things begin to develop, we might be looking to bring you back on the air. God bless you, brother. Thank you in what you're doing.
That'd be great. David, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom, for joining us today. And I would like very much for you to come back and join us at some point, because I've known many business people that struggle with the concept of mixing their faith in the marketplace and how that works, what that looks like, maybe some stories of how that works, because we have a lot of business individuals that listen to this station, and they'd love to know how to do a better job at that, and I think we could turn some ground there. Tom, God bless you. Thanks again for joining us today. This is Wednesday Live, 89.9, and we are in Palm City, Florida. And we do have a couple more guests that are in the studio today, and we are going to get to them in just a moment. But before we do that, just simply to honor and show respect for the age of Ma and Pa, we are... Well, Ma and Pa, don't take it too seriously, but you're going to hang on to your... Listen, do not move your dial. You have got to hear what Ma and Pa are up to today. Like many churches, the Bickers Corner Community Church has a team of people who visit their sick members in the local hospitals. Ma has been on this team for several years. She enjoys this ministry because her pastoral gifts are put to use in some powerful ways. Today, while visiting the church's worship leader, Holy Spirit moved in a wondrous way, and Ma can't wait to tell Pa.
Hey, Pa, you got a minute?
Ma, where were you? I came looking for you, and you was gone, and you left no note.
Well, sorry to get upset, Pa, but I got a call from the church. They needed someone from the pastoral team to do an emergency hospital visit. Anyway, I did tell you I was leaving.
You did? When was that?
Well, just before I left. You were in the barn working on the tractor. I came in and found you underneath the engine with all those parts all over the floor and in your oily coveralls. I said, I'm going to the hospital to visit someone. I should be back in an hour. And you said something like, uh-huh, and I left.
Well, Ma, when I'm working like that, I got my full attention on the issue I'm dealing with. Every brain cell is devoted to the project, even the ones what usually work my ears. I told you before to make sure you have my attention when I'm like that.
Yeah, and every time I do, you yell at me for distracting you. I didn't have time for that today. The person at the hospital was at death's door, and I didn't have time to fool around.
Well, goodness gracious, Ma, who was in such dire straits you had to hot-foot it to the hospital?
The choir director at our church.
Muriel Vogelwart? Why, we just saw her Sunday, and she was the picture of good health.
True, she was then, but she had an accident at home. Her husband had gone down to the Keys for that lobster mini-season, and he's just gotten back, and he'd caught three lobsters. He kept them alive in his truck, and he thought he'd surprise old Muriel. So, while she was sitting in the living room watching TV, he let them loose on the floor. Well, when she heard them scurrying on the rug, she looked away from the TV, and those three lobsters were headed right at her, clacking their claws, and she just jumped up on the couch.
Well, that's good, Ma. Them lobsters can't climb furniture, I reckon.
True. But when she jumped up on the couch, it worked like one of those trampolines, and she soared up in the air, and when she came down, she got impaled on that deer antler chandelier that her husband Ebenezer had made for the living room.
Oh, my. So what happened then?
Well, the EMTs had to cut her down, and they had to leave those antlers in her body so she wouldn't bleed out. Sorry, Pa, for laughing.
Well, no, I'm right there with you, Ma. I'll bet old Ebenezer was heartbroken that his precious antler chandelier was destroyed.
Oh, Pa, keep focused. Muriel was near death, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So anyway, they got her to the hospital, and she asked them to call the church. Well, that's when I got involved. When I got there, they had just moved her up into a room from the ER. She was all bandaged up. Those antlers had punched five holes in her torso. She was conscious, and she told me the whole story. She lost a lot of blood, but they got the bleeding stopped, and she was getting the transfusion. She's going to be okay.
Well, that's real good, Ma. I hope old Ebenezer would be lost without Muriel to keep him in line.
True, but I ain't yet told you about the miracle God did.
I thought the fact she didn't die was a miracle. You mean there's more to the story?
You bet. When they moved Muriel into her room, she looked over at her roommate, and it was none other than her older sister, Lucille Mulkinbush.
You mean the sister she's been estranged from for several years?
Yes, one and the same. So anyway, since they was forced to share a room, they started talking. When Lucille found out that Muriel had almost died, she started crying. And then she asked her for forgiveness. Muriel asked for forgiveness from Lucille. And after they forgave each other, they just started catching up on the years they had lost being angry.
Praise the Lord. Ain't it something what God does to heal relationships? And all the while, we have no clue about what he's doing until he does it.
Yeah, it's part of his perfect plan. And speaking of plans, old Ebenezer asked me if you could run by their house sometime today.
I suppose I could. Did he say why?
Well, he needs taking down that antler chandelier. He never knew how dangerous it was. And he don't want any more accidents like what just happened.
Sure, I can help. And you know, I've always kind of admired that chandelier. We, you know, we got that empty space above the kitchen table.
Don't you even think for 1 minute of bringing that death-dealing light fixture into this house.
That's why they don't sell them at Home Depot.
Well, Paul was probably joking, but Ma was wise to issue him a warning. Their story today reminds us that God is always working to bring his children into the holiness of his blessings, whatever they may be. And like this situation where Muriel and her sister had the opportunity to heal their relationship, God never fails to provide robust opportunities for us to make needed amends with loved ones. Has this story opened up your heart to ask for the restoration of a relationship broken by sin? The studio is out of control.
We do have fun with this.
Well, all you have to do is ask God, and his perfect plan is underway. Well, to Ma and Paul, we showed respect to your age in sharing your story today, and it practically elevated us right out of our chairs. And so we pray that all the wounds from the antlers are safely dealt with. And so, you know, this is Wednesday Live, and you're listening to 89.9 in Palm City, Florida. And that was Ma and Paul. They come in and join us, and sometimes, you know, they're a little too serious. So if today was a little too serious for you, then, you know, pray for Ma and Paul that they get it together.
Amen.
Well, we do have Barry with us, also Brooke, and we also have FC with us, and this is an exciting area of ministry, FC, that you're involved in.
Thank you.
Barry, welcome.
Thank you. Yes, so excited. You know, I'm always excited to be here.
Yeah, I know, and, yeah. And you're just an exciting guy, and, you know, coming in today, I know this threw a little chum in the water, so that's okay. I mean, you're exciting without Ma and Paul, but sometimes you get to see them around here. Barry, you're a networker, and you're always connecting with people who are involved in awesome things. Introduce us to FC, and let's get right into this conversation. We have a few minutes, and since this is such an important ministry, and I believe it's going to have a message for all of us.
Yeah, this is just so awesome. I know this is important because the devil tried to do everything he could to stop this meeting from happening. I mean,
wow.
The day we met, it was just this has never happened to me. It's just I scheduled two meetings at the same time and thought I was meeting with one person, and it was actually two people, and it was crazy. He was outside the restaurant waiting on me, but he was ministering to a homeless man, and I'm having a meeting with another guy and didn't realize it. I had another meeting. It was bad, you know. So, but it's been a blessing since I met FC, and we're working on this project together. He's got this wonderful concept to help the community and create a way to just get what Christians should be doing, showing the application of what Christians should be doing out there in the community. Like that to move to the next level to where God wants them to be. And I'm not going to take any more time. I want to just go with it, FC.
Well, Barry, first, before we go to FC, for those who are listening who may not have got acquainted with you yet, please share what your ministry is. Great ministry. It's a growing ministry.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Taken TV, the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We're on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Apple, both mobile apps, Android and Apple. Our website is takennetwork.tv. You can see a lot of great programming on there, the uplifting programming yep. that just, you know, puts you in the right direction and the right mindset to go out and conquer this world for the Lord. The show we're going to talk about is going to be on our network, and it's just
all
so,
right.
So proud of it.
Introduce our guest.
Cool. Yes, FC. Wonderful. He's, like I said, starting up a new show and a wonderful man. He's helping just help people.
Yeah. All right, FC, tell us about it. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, Barry's he's a very humble man. That's one of the things I love about him. But his ministry, Taken Network .tv, gives the opportunity for my show. A guy like me, starting from the very beginning of a TV series called Against All Odds. And Against All Odds is basically my story. I come from a background to where, you know, my mother was addicted to drugs. There was an abusive background. We were poor. We lived off of welfare. And me being biracial, I wasn't accepted on either side of the tracks,
fence, yep.
on the fence. So Against All Odds, I've known how to call into my life since I was 13 years old. Some people knocked on my door, invited me to go to church and to a church camp when I was 13 years old. And that's where I actually found the Lord.
Wow.
I accepted Christ into my life. When I got back, by the time I got back, I had already created a sermon, and I preached my first sermon when I was 13 years old.
Wow.
I was at the pulpit. And I remember I come home, and because my brother was, you had to be 13 years or older to go to this camp. And my brother comes, and he's like, well, what happened? Why are you so excited? So I start, you know, and I'm at the beginning of the Bible, the hell, fire, and brimstone.
Right.
And so I got my brother, he's on his knees, and he's praying, and he's crying, just bawling his eyes out, and I'm laying hands on him. And
oh, good.
My mom's like, what is going on? And I'm like, here comes my brother coming down. I just accepted Jesus in my life. And he's up.
Amen.
He's just, and so it started off wow. with that, and then so I've been trained and developed in for many years. It's taken me 25 years to get to where I'm at. God has put me in a tremendous position to where we come up with the TV series, and the TV series is me actually teaching along with the top 500 CEOs of the world and entrepreneurs like Dave Meltzer. We've got Marshall Falk. We've got Grant Cardone. Those guys are taking the time to, along with me, to teach the youth how to become entrepreneurs. And it's a 52-week academy that they can complete. Right now, we're working with students that are between 18 and 25. So we're looking for some students that are interested in joining our Entrepreneur Academy. And by participation of that, you will be in our TV series called Against All Odds. And, you know, we're all backgrounds. If you have, you are prepared to roll up your sleeves, I have a do whatever it takes attitude that was a gift that was given to me by God. I go by FC. My legal name is Frankie Clark, but I go by FC because my faith in Christ is unmatched.
Ah.
I dare someone to challenge me. And so with my faith, I believe in the application. The Word of God is very sacred to me. And I was sharing with you earlier, what I like to do is I like to share it in a pull method, just by showing unconditional love to everyone. And some of the kids that we're working with, they have a hard time believing that someone cares about them or loves them. Like, I have a student, Devin, who's 19 years old. He was homeless when I found him. He was sleeping on the concrete in front of a building in Fort Pierce. And last night he got to do his first recording. He has a talented voice to do a voiceover for a commercial here.
Oh.
And he's, you know, we're going to take a picture of him actually getting his first check. He got paid a good sum of money to do a 20-second commercial, and he could not believe it. Last night we're working with him at 3 o'clock a.m. That's part of being an entrepreneur, guys.
You don't punch the clock.
You do not
you
punch
work the clock.
That is correct. So we're grinding out, and he's just so overwhelmed because he's been thrown around in foster care since he was 5 years old. He stopped counting in the number of schools that he went to at the number of 16. And so now he has this huge opportunity. So at the end of our 52-week academy, we take the profits from our advertising and marketing company, and we give them $125,000 to open their own business. We not only
you do what?
We give them $125,000.
$125,000. So this is an opportunity for someone to get out of a rut,
yes,
to get out of a hole, to get out of a place of depression, recession, whatever, and actually find who God designed you to be.
That is correct.
Wow.
And so we're not only just, because there's tons of programs, great programs out there that educate the youth. We show them how to do, you know, there's even entrepreneur programs out there, but no one has a vehicle. And so what I'm all about is eliminating objections. I want to put them in a vehicle that all they got to do is just keep on the road. And all we ask from you after it is that you duplicate the process. Mm-hmm. It's not just a much to where I want to teach you to where you can help support other families and support yourself, but I want you to have the ability to understand with having committed your life to God, that you take the application of the word that you intake and getting into the word, and you apply it back into the world. Because just like your previous guest, we have when I was growing up in school, we had prayer still, you know. And yeah, I was born in 76.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, our our pastors and our Christian leaders were inside our commissioners meetings in our city and local government.
Sure.
And we've taken that back out. And the TV show, this Entrepreneur Academy, is a way that I'm putting the application of God's word back into this world.
Where are people going to be able to catch this show? Where are they going to be able to watch it?
That's the great thing about it, is you're going to be able to watch it on TakeInNetwork.tv, which is available on Apple TV, Roku, your Fire Sticks of Amazon. It is going to be available on that station. You can also always catch clips of that on my social media page on Facebook. It's called Clark FC. That's my main page. We can always send you a link, and you can text me at 772-577-0690.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So, Barry, you all met up where?
Through a mutual friend.
Okay.
Referred us, and we actually met at a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah,
well, we met. Yeah.
It was so funny because that story at Cracker Barrel, I didn't know what Barry looked like.
No.
He was like a blind business date for me, right? So the lady, she's like, you're more than welcome. I'm like, I don't know what he looks like, right? So I go in and I see this young man that is sitting there that I do recognize. And he was like, hey, what are you doing, FC? And I'm, you know, we live in a small town, right? Mm. And he was like, I was like, you know, I'm supposed to be meeting somebody talking about my, you know, my Against All Odds TV series I have. And we get to talking and all of a sudden I see Barry sitting there and his eyes are getting real big. And he was like, oh, so is it Christian based? I said, you know what? It is faith based, as a matter of fact. And he goes, you know, your story, I'm supposed to, and I was like, wait a second. You're the guy I'm waiting for. You're Barry. I'm supposed to be meeting you. And, you know, they've ordered food. He's done ordered food with his other meeting. And they were like, go ahead. Well, let's join in. And I'm like, all right, come on. So, and I'm like, no, share. I was like, Barry, I know this guy. He wrote a book and he's got a TV series, a movie that he's wanting to do. I was like, I love it. I've heard him do it. I was like, pitch it, man. Go ahead. And then I had the opportunity. And Barry and I just really connected right away spiritually. And it was so funny is because the timing was so perfect because when I pulled up, I was kind of parked in the shade a little bit. And I seen a young lady. It wasn't a man. It was a young lady. And I seen her. And I've been homeless before, guys. So I know what someone looks like that is homeless. And she didn't need to tell me. And I got an opportunity to minister to her. I offered her to where she could actually, you know, come and make an income. You know, she just lives on Social Security, and that made her homeless. She's not a bad person. It's just the cost of living that has in the increase.
Yeah, it's increased.
Somebody on you know, a limited income can't survive here. Yeah. And so I was able to provide her an opportunity where she can get out of her van and put into a vehicle that she can do that. It's all about that. So I got an opportunity to minister. If I hadn't been misled by, you know, Barry of, you know, meeting with two other people, golly, man. So in any case, I went and I had an opportunity to minister to that woman and bring her to God. She knew of God, but she had not asked him to come into her heart. So it was a great opportunity.
Praise
and,
God.
And it was a blessing for you to allow me to come on and tell my
story. So how many students do you have? Do you have the means to work with at a time?
So right now, I want to keep it at 24 students.
24 students.
Yeah.
Age again?
Between 18 and 25. And the reason being is I want to be able to start a solid foundation because those kids are eventually going to be training and educating the new groups that come in. Now, I do know next year we will be starting with grades 6th through 12th grade, and we'll have a curriculum. So our education system now obviously is lacking some things. Even the things that we took, home economics, you know, our Entrepreneur Academy is based off surrounding about advertising and marketing. Because in order to own a business or run a business, you need to know about advertising and marketing.
Sure, sure.
So what we do is we give them an opportunity, not only while they're in school with us, they're earning while they're learning because they're actually going out in the field with us and selling advertising, marketing.
Awesome.
And we pay them a commission to do so.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. That is fantastic. Barry, did I see you saying, I got something really important I got to say here?
That was important.
It's all been important.
It's all important. Yeah. It's all important. Yeah. No, I'm just getting excited.
Okay, so we have people listening today. They may have, you know, maybe a son, a daughter, grandparent. Maybe it's a grandparent that's listening. Maybe it's a pastor that's listening. One more time, how can people get a hold of you? Because this is I love this. It is a practical means by which somebody on the bottom of the barrel that actually says, I don't want to be here. I want to break. Is there anyone that cares? And you're talking about actually, rather than, what did you say? Push, you pull?
Yeah, we're pulling them in. We're not pushing.
Pulling them in.
We're pulling them in by just providing them unconditional love.
Not to take advantage of.
No.
You know, people, you know, when you've been hurt and used and abused maybe enough, it's kind of hard to think that someone may actually have pure motives and may actually just want to help you. And this sounds like an opportunity to get help.
Absolutely.
And an opportunity for doors to be opened. How can they reach you again?
So the best way to reach out to me is by text. Texting me at 772-577-0690. I own 22 websites, so for me to give you all of those.
Please don't.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't have time for that. So the best way to do it is please text me. I'll be more than happy, myself or one of my staff members will reach out to you at 772-577-0690.